Our Bible reading is from the New Testament book of Mark. From chapter 12, we will read verses 28 to 34. In the New King James Version Pew Bible, we're on page 1447. Before we read, let us pray. Speak, Lord, for your servants listen. Amen. Mark 12, 28. Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that Jesus had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There's no other commandment greater than these." So the scribe said to Jesus, "Well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, for there's one God, and there's no other but he. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbors oneself is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." Now when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." But after that, no one dared question Jesus. God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. The secret to loving is living loved. Receive first, love second. In his book, A Love Worth Giving, Max Lucado writes that we preachers have been guilty of skipping the first part. We tell our churches, love each other. We urge, be patient, be kind, forgiving. Instructing people to love without telling them that they are loved is like telling them to write a check without our first making a deposit in their accounts. No wonder so many relationships are overdrawn. Hearts have insufficient love. In 1 John 4:9 through 11, the New Living Translation, the Apostle John models the right sequence. John writes, "God showed how much he loved us by sending his only Son in the world so that we might have love and have eternal life through him. This is real love. It's not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Beloved, if God loved us so much, we surely ought to love each other." Jesus taught this principle, receive love, then give love. One place is found in the gospel account of Luke, chapter 7. Could two people be more different? He's looked up to, she's looked down on. He's a church leader, she's a streetwalker. He makes a living promoting standards, she's made a living breaking. He's hosting the party, she's crashing it. Ask anyone in Capernaum to point out the more pious of the two, and they'll pick Simon. Anyone, that is, except Jesus. Jesus knew them both, and Jesus picked the woman. He'll tell Simon why. Not that Simon wants to know. He's got other questions on his mind. How did she get in, and what's she doing, and why is Jesus letting her? Simon can't take his eyes off the scene before him. Simon, a Pharisee, invited Jesus to his home to eat with him. Jesus sat down. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner heard that Jesus was there. She brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. She stood at Jesus' feet behind him weeping. And then she knelt to wash his feet with her tears and to wipe them with the hair of her head. She kissed Jesus' feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. As Simon watched, he said to himself, "This man, if he were a prophet, he would know who and what manner of woman this is that's touching him, for she is a sinner." Jesus said to Simon, "Simon, I have something to say to you." The courtesy of Jesus is remarkable. He doesn't offer a teaching, a lesson, or even a spiritual insight until he more or less asks Simon's permission. "I have something to say." Simon gave permission. "Teacher, say it." Jesus told Simon this story. A man loaned money to two people, 500 pieces of silver to one and 50 pieces of silver to the other. Neither could repay him, so he freely forgave them. Who do you suppose loved him more after that? Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the larger debt." Jesus said, "You have rightly judged." And Jesus turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Look at this woman kneeling there. When I entered your home, You didn't offer me water to wash the dust from my feet, but she has washed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You didn't give me a kiss of greeting on my cheek, but she has kissed my feet again and again from the time I first came in. You neglected the courtesy of olive oil to anoint my head, but she has anointed my feet with rare perfume. I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven. So she has shown me much love. But a person who is forgiven little shows only little love. Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Jesus chose the faith of the woman because she recognized that she needed forgiveness. It wasn't that Simon couldn't be forgiven. He just never asked. Long to be more loving? Begin by accepting your place as a dearly loved child. The Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 5:1-2, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly beloved children, and live a life of love just as Christ loved us. Want to learn to forgive? Then consider how you've been forgiven. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Are you finding it hard to put others first? Think of the way that Christ put you first. Though he was God, he did not demand and cling to his rights as God. Need more patience? Drink from the patience of God. Consider how generous God has been with you. You having trouble putting up with ungrateful relatives or cranky neighbors? God puts up with you. Can we love like God? Not without God's help. First, receive God's love, then love God, then others. 1 Corinthians 13 has been hailed as the finest chapter on the heart of loving. Verses 4 through 8 give us love in action. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. A challenge to gauge your love quotient is to insert your name. Belinda is patient. Belinda is kind. Belinda does not envy. Stop. Cannot continue in clear conscience. There's only one who meets the standard of love. Jesus is patient. Jesus is kind. Jesus does not envy. He does not boast. Jesus is not rude. He's not self-seeking. He's not easily angered. Jesus keeps no record of wrongs. Jesus does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Jesus always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Jesus never fails. So rather than let this scripture remind us of a love that we cannot produce, let it remind us of a love that we cannot resist, God's love. Jesus, however, does not command us to do that which we cannot. And Jesus was asked, what is the first commandment of all? And the answer is found in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4, and then chapter 10, verse 12. Jesus said, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And then he continues from one in Leviticus 19:18. And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In A Love Worth Giving, Max Lucado shares this story. Dropping a fly ball may not be a big deal to most people, but if you're 13 years old and you have your aspirations of the big leagues, it is a big deal. Not only was it my second era of the game, it allowed the winning run to score. I didn't even go back to the dugout. I turned around in the middle of left field and climbed over the fence. I was walking home when my dad found me. He didn't say a word, just pulled over to the side of the road, leaned across the seat, opened the passenger door. We didn't speak. We didn't need to. We both knew that the world had come to an end. When we got home, I went straight to my room. He went straight to the kitchen. He appeared in front of me with cookies and milk. He took a seat on the bed, and we broke bread together. Somewhere in the dunking of the cookies, I began to realize that my life and my father's love would go on. In the economy of male adolescence, if you love the guy who drops the ball, you really love him. My skill as a baseball player, he writes, didn't improve, but my confidence in Dad's love did. God loves you simply because God has chosen to do so. God will love you, always, no matter what. No, we cannot love with the perfection of God's love. However, with God's love lavished on us, we can love God. And abiding in God's love, we can love others. We can rewrite 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 8, not with our name or with Jesus' name, but with both. Put your name in the place of you. Christ in you is patient. Christ in you is kind. Christ in you does not envy. And Christ in you does not boast. Christ in you is not proud. Christ in you is not rude. Christ in you is not self-seeking. Christ in you is not easily angered. Christ in you keeps no record of wrongs. Christ in you does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Christ in you always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Christ in you never fails. Perhaps this side of heaven, only God will love with a love that never fails. However, we can love better. When kindness comes grudgingly, remember God's kindness to us and ask Him to help us to be more kind. When patience is scarce, we'll thank God for His and ask Him to make us more patient. When it's hard to forgive, we won't list others' sins against us. Rather, we'll list all the times that we've been given grace and pray to become more forgiving. Live love. Receive all of God's love. Love God with all your being, and love others like God loves you. Life is all love. Let us pray. Oh God, thank you for your love. Help us to love. Amen.